702.
More radio station.
Let's walk the talk.
Kleban Apis is my guest, Group CEO and founder of DevTouch. Kleban, thank you so much for joining us. I'm looking forward to this discussion. I hope you're well.
Absolutely well, and absolutely excited to be on your show. So thank you very, very much.
I'm more excited about the innovations that you are doing in the ICT sector in order to assist those who are deaf and blind to navigate the world a little bit better. And because technology generally is meant to make our lives better. And at times these are the conversations that we put on the side and a lot of people don't talk about it. Please share a little bit more about the call center or the app that you are putting together for deaf and blind people.
Awesome. Firstly, I have to agree with you 100%. We do tend to take the minority groups and put them on the back burner. And that's actually why DevTouch exists, is because we're using technology, as you rightfully say, and we are creating platforms for diversity, for equity, as well as for inclusion. So we literally empower and we enable. And technology is our tool to do that. But one specific area in technology, it's called accessibility. Accessibility is basically just the approach that is taken in order to ensure that no one is left behind as our world progresses at this exceptionally fast pace. So DevTouch has a few factors to it. We are an early stage startup, and we firstly provide the technology that digitizes any call center operation, but also makes it inclusive. We do so through video, voice, and text-based technologies, which simply means that any call center setup now becomes more inclusive because that communication platform becomes video-enabled, and you are now in a call center able to employ a deaf person that speaks sign language and give them an opportunity to contribute to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And what we like most about our approach is that while we provide the technologies for various different applications, we are going with a very direct approach. This means now not only do deaf and blind people have access through call center services, which, by the way, is the preferred customer service delivery platform about 9 times out of 10 for both government as well as the private sector. So why not take this opportunity to make it inclusive? So now deaf people can access services such as that, whether it is emergency services, whether it is their bank that they need to call. Any call center-based services now becomes accessible, including the COVID hotline, just FYI, which was not accessible to the deaf community during the pandemic.
One little clarification, if you will, so that we're all on the same page. So your company assists call center companies or base companies to be able to create access to deaf people as well? Or do you also have your own that you have tried and tested?
So there's two things we're approaching at the moment. We've recently partnered with a company called StarTech. StarTech is a global BPO enterprise. They have over 40,000 employees. And they will now be using our services, which includes the software, as well as our partnerships with Deaf Empowerment Firm and Capri, which is both deaf-owned organizations, to be able to employ deaf agents within their call center. They now have a value proposition that they will be taking to their customers, one of which is one of the three leading telcos in South Africa. The second part is that we will also be going to create our own BPO, because obviously as a company we've got our own culture, and we would like to ensure that we give a platform where the deaf are able to express themselves completely and fully. So we just give the platform. We are not the voice for the deaf. We give them the platform so that they can be the voice for themselves, because they've got a say.
They've
got their own mind. They've got and their own culture.
And exercise agency on their own without Thabo being an interpreter in the middle of communication. Well, I just want to find out from you on this one, Kleban. Are you hoping that ultimately this will find resonance in huge call centers like 10111 and 999 and various other emergency call centers that are used for emergency purposes? Because in that way, it moves beyond just corporate. It goes into the everyday needs.
100% correct. And you've defined it perfectly for me. You've almost taken all the words out of my mouth. Because that's exactly what we're looking to achieve.
Yeah.
So at the moment, there is also a route that is being taken called a relay service, which is via an interpreter.
Mm.
Lovely part of the ecosystem. It is a definite and necessary solution.
Sure.
The direct market, however, just really helps with turnaround times. It helps with employing deaf people because there's a very low employment rate in the deaf community. It helps with skill development and training because education is also quite a bit of a challenge for the deaf community.
And I assume language development as well, deaf language development as well.
Exactly. Keeping in mind that the 18th Bill Amendment has been signed by government, so sign language is the next official language in South Africa. So we are making great advancements. It is simply just a case of making sure that the necessary resources and platforms are available so that when such an announcement is made, we are able to make sure that, again, every single person is included. This, keeping in mind, is necessary because our deaf community is over 4 million people strong. That's only in South Africa.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But I mean, let's break it down, if you will. Also, I mean, excuse my elementary way of approaching this, but I often like it when we all understand where we are and how it really operates. So assuming a deaf person, calls a call center with a certain number on their cell phone, and I'm just giving you my example. Please correct it. And they calling a call center. 0800 whatever with a cell phone, and immediately the person on the other side picks up. The deaf person calling can activate a video mode in order for them to be seen, to communicate through sign language to the call center agent on the other side. And chances are, if that person cannot, for whatever reason, understand sign language, they are able to transfer it to someone who understands sign language in the call center.
Taro, I think I should employ you as my new PR.
I love 702 already so much. Yeah, sure.
I give you a 9 out of 10. So all that the deaf end user will do, they'll go to the App Store on their Android or on the iPhone, and they will download Deaf Touch's app.
Yes.
This is a video-based dialer that will replace the current voice dialer.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
We then will have our server-side software installed within that call center.
Mm.
Remember, a call center has to have all the necessary tools to direct the call, place a call, make sure service levels are all right, and all of that is what we install within the call center's back end. Then we also, like I said, in partnership with Deaf Empowerment Firm and Le Capri, we will have a deaf agent ready to take that call.
Yes.
So that if I, as a deaf user, I dial 0800, whatever the case may be, everything will happen in real time and video.
Yeah.
So your voice prompts are video prompts that's in sign language. You know, your options that you need to choose are all in sign language. When the call is answered, again, it is answered by a deaf agent. And like you perfectly said, should there not be a deaf agent available or even an interpreter in this case directly, we are able to transfer to such an individual to have that call dealt with in real time, in video, in sign language, and in the shortest space possible without the necessary interpreter on the call.
I mean, I would not know why government would not jump onto this right away, immediately, because this immediately creates a culture of inclusivity where everyone gets to have a voice and everyone's rights is become respected in one way or the other, despite any physical disability that may exist therein. Have you approached government departments about this? Have you approached the police about this? Where are the discussions?
So one thing I must mention is there is a lot of work being done in the background by government.
Okay.
Although a little bit slow, it's definitely there.
Okay.
We, for one, have been involved in the GovTech conference for the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, last year we scooped out the SMME Recognition Award as well as the Digital Innovator Award at the GovTech conference.
Mm.
From there, we were approached by the Department of Labor because they obviously understand the importance of what we are doing, you know, not only for the deaf community, but actually for the community at large, simply because this is not just about the deaf people. It's if you as staff were deaf in your home, it affects every single member of your household. So while the progress is slow, I do believe and trust that there will be a pickup, especially with the sign language becoming official. But with that said, Tabo, we really are open to government and calling on them to really partner with us and really help us build this ecosystem, because that's exactly what it is. There is no competitors in this space. I mean, if you have a community that has been so seriously isolated and causing, you know, the cause of that has been such huge degradation in their community,
sure.
We have to take every single effort to collaborate, to partner, to build ecosystems that really accelerate this growth and make sure that we, again, create those opportunities, create the access, create the digital inclusion now that we are moving into the fourth industrial revolution.
Sure. Kleban, I see restoration of dignity herein. I mean, I know I'm pressed out of time. Please do share the details as to how can people reach you, particularly those companies and government entities that would love to get in touch with you and make use of your technology. How do people reach you?
So firstly, they can reach me directly as the CEO on
084-253-5931.
But they can also
repeat the number, please.
So it's 084-253-5931.
Sure.
And then also via email, which is info at Deaf Touch. So deaf as in I'm deaf and I'm touching something, .co.za. And www.deftouch.co.za is also where we are reachable. We are most definitely welcoming private sector as well as the public sector to join us on this journey in creating an ecosystem of support and restoring dignity.
I loved talking to you, and I really wish you the very best from here henceforth, and may everything else that you touch turn into gold. Please continue with that culture of restoring dignity to every single person and accessibility using technology to touch South African lives. All the best to you, Kleban.
Thank you so much, Tabo.
Kleban Apis is the Group CEO and founder of Deaf Touch.